His tippet was aye farcied, full of knives, and pins for to given fair wives, and certainly had a merry note. Well could he sing, and play on a rote. Of yeddings he bore utterly the prize. His neck white was, as is the fleur-de-lis. Thereto he strong was, as a champion. He knew the taverns well in every town, and every hosteler and tapster, better than a Lazar or a Begister. For unto such a worthy man as he, accorded not, as by his faculty, to have with sick Lazar's acquaintance. It is not honest. It may not advance, for to deal him with no such parail, but all with rich and sellers of vitail. And over all there as profit should arise, courteous he was, and lowly of service. There was no man nowhere so virtuous. He was the best beggar in his house, and gave a certain farm for the grant. None of his brethren came there in his haunt. For though a widow had not a shoe, so pleasant was his in principio, that he would have a farthing ere he went. His purchase was well better than his rent. And rage he could, as it were right a whelp. In love days there could he muchel help, for there he was not like a cloisterer, with a threadbare cope, as is a poor scholar, but he was like a master or a pope. Of double worsted was his semi-cope, and rounded as a bell out of the press. Somewhat he lisped for his wantonness to make his English sweet upon his tongue, and in his harping, when that he had sung, his iron twinkled in his head aright, as do the stars in the frosty night. This worthy limiter was Cleped Hubert. A merchant was there, with a forked beard, in motley, and high on horse he sat. Upon his head a Flandrish beaver hat, his boots clasped fair and fetishly. His reasons he spoke full solemnly, sounding always the increase of his winning. He would the sea were kept for anything betwixt Middleburgh and Orwell. Well could he in exchange shields sell. This worthy man full well his wit beset. There wist no wight that he was in debt. So stately was he of his governance, with his bargains and with his chevisance. Forsooth, he was a worthy man withal, but sooth to say, I not how men him call. A clerk there was of Oxenford also, that unto logic had long ago. As lean was his horse as is a rake, and he was not right fat, I undertake, but looked hollow, and thereto soberly. Full threadbare was his overest courtepy, for he had gotten him yet no benefice, nor was so worldly for to have office, for him was liever have at his bed's head 20 books, clad in black or red, of Aristotle and his philosophy, than robes rich, or fiddle, or gay psaltery. But albeit that he was a philosopher, yet had he but little gold in coffer. But all that he might of his friends hent, on books and on learning he it spent, and busily gan for the soul's prey of them that gave him wherewith to scholae. Of study took he most care and most heed. Not one word spoke he more than was need, and that was spoke in form and reverence, and short and quick, and full of high sentence. Sounding in moral virtue was his speech, and gladly would he learn, and gladly teach.